This is Tracy Woodfin with a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. From grades 7 to 12, I went to a small private school at my hometown in Texas. Overall, the experience was good for me. However, the school had a lot of rules, most of which I did not even understand. My family was not a part of the denomination that the school was a part of, so I had no idea, for instance, why we were not allowed to play cards. We also had a very strict dress code. We could only wear dresses or culottes. Yeah, those never came into fashion. No jeans or shorts. We could not listen to rock music or even Christian rock music. We had to stay at least 6 inches away from the opposite sex. We could not dance or go to dances. You get the picture. Also, in the early days of attending the school, my mom could be on the campus only wearing a dress. She could not wear pants. We were not supposed to go to a movie theater because someone might see you there and think you were seeing a, quote, bad movie. But one time I saw a pastor in a Blockbuster, which made absolutely no sense to me. By the way, Google what a Blockbuster is if you don't know. Some of the rules loosened up over the years, and one year I returned to a homecoming football game and was so surprised to see girls wearing pants. In my 6 years at the school, I truly never understood the heart behind the rules. I never felt any love behind the rules. I saw a lot of punishment from breaking the rules. I felt like the rules had a lot to do with appearances and that they made us look weird and different and not very appealing to outsiders. I was thinking about this experience when I was reading through one of today's daily office lectionary readings. It's so familiar that I almost went to a different passage. I mean, I typically go first to the Psalms. But today I want to read Exodus 20, 1 through 21. I know it's a lot, but please don't let its familiarity tempt you to disregard its importance. Here it is. And God spoke all these things, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. I wonder how you feel when you read the Ten Commandments. Do you wonder, like I did at my school in Texas, why these are given to us? What is the heart behind them? If you do wonder why, I encourage you to get to know their Creator. At the very beginning of this passage, he reminds them of who he is and that he has kept his covenant with them. He has redeemed them and he's rescued them. The first four commandments are reminding us to worship the one who has redeemed us, rescued us, and loves us. The last six commandments are to show us how to act and to treat others. And why? Why would God ask us to follow all these rules? To make us feel defeated when we fail? To make us look weird and different to others? God's reasons for these rules is not a mystery, unlike the school I went to. God's love is written all over Scripture. These commandments can lead to greater intimacy with Him. These laws can show us how life can work best. God's motive for and reasons for these laws is intimacy with Him, which can equal more freedom in our lives, which can lead to enjoying God in the way He designed us. In good Presbyterian fashion, I have to reference a Tim Keller illustration. He was talking about the 10th commandment, "Thou shalt not covet." In talking about God's design, he described a bird that was coveting a fish's life. The bird was so jealous that the fish could swim underwater. The bird longed to go under the ocean and live and see the sights. He was so bound by that envy, he lost sight of his own beautiful design of flying over the earth. How many of us miss out on God's design by not obeying one of the 10 commandments that could only lead to freedom and joy in our own lives? Let's all remember that God's design for our lives, these 10 commandments, does not lead to confusion, heartbreak, and a boring life. They can lead to freedom and joy because of His love for us. In closing, I'm going to return to a few verses from the first Psalm. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away." Thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.